You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling mic.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland.
No, Tom. WKKC in Chicago.
All right.
Yes, indeed. First, I love half my voice Saturday when my Texas A&M Aggies upset Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Give it up for the black coach, Kevin Sumlin.
I didn't know Texas A&M had a black coach.
Yes, we do.
Let me get on this bandwagon.
He's the John Shaft of the SEC.
All right.
And Sybil Wilkes.
Yeah.
I was at Soldier Field last night. The Texans have this just for you, Sybil.
Oh, God. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. Oh, Super Dave, look at him. Look at Super Dave.
What?
Super Dave Latine finally won something. I had a little chant for him, and I see Nikki ain't got no sense, and she gonna switch it up.
Okay.
But Nikki, I got an iPhone.
Okay.
What you gonna say, Sybil?
Hey, Nikki, don't try to mess with me. I always got a backup plan. All right. Mighty quiet there, Sybil. You saw real defense yesterday.
Don't you
saw real defense. All right, here we go.
Don't you have a segment to do?
Yes, I do, but I want you to see a real defense at Soldier Field, and that was the Houston Texans. All right. Speaking of defense, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., his defense attorney, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, is a bit busy negotiating a plea deal that might send him to jail and cause him to resign. We turn to Mary Mitchell, columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times for the scoop. Mary, man, he won last week, but he might not be sworn into Congress in January to serve another term.
Well, that seems to be an odd situation, but I don't think it's very surprising. I think people knew that was going to happen. It's just waiting for enough time to pass so that there could be a special election rather than somebody appointed to that seat to serve out the rest of his term.
If there is a special election, who will run?
Oh, my goodness. Who won't? And we could certainly, I think we'd probably see another Jackson. Two names come to mind, Sandy Jackson, his wife, and his brother Jonathan Jackson. So that could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, what also jumps out is, first of all, the allegations of using campaign funds to decorate a home in D.C. Then also, of course, the big one that came out late, using $40,000 to buy a Rolex for a woman allegedly involved with.
Yeah, well, he could have got that a lot cheaper. All he had to do is go down to probably the Chinatown in Chicago. He could have picked up one for a lot cheaper than $40,000. But that $40,000 seems to be a big one. I'm just saying.
Preach, Mary.
Mary, is that journalism right there?
I'm just saying. Everybody
that
know where they can go find.
Necessary.
They know where they can go find a cheaper Rolex.
You are a journalist.
Okay.
You are a journalist.
And she's done her work.
If she's gonna be on the down low, be on the down low.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Mitchell.
Not Chinatown, a lot cheaper.
Now, Mary, first of all, what a lot of folks
he gonna
also
get that side piece a lot cheaper too. I'm with you.
Hey, Mary.
Mary,
y'all said the issue of potential jail time. And so his attorney is a former U.S. prosecutor.
That's enough to give my nervous breakdown right there. Jail time.
How much jail time do you think he'll get?
He could. I mean, they're saying he could get as much as 7 years.
Or as little as what?
Or as little as, I guess, 2 years. But let me tell you, he is not the kind of guy that looks like he could withstand one night, let alone 2 years behind bars. So, not to say he's delicate or anything like that, but he certainly didn't come up in the kind of environment that would prepare him to go to jail. Maybe to visit, but certainly not to spend any time.
What about his bipolar condition? Will that keep
him
out?
Well, I think bipolar condition is another way of saying I had a nervous breakdown because they're about to put me in jail.
But will it keep him out of jail?
I don't think it'll keep him out of jail.
Probation?
I don't think he's going to get probation. First of all, he's from Illinois, and folks are sick of people in Illinois being corrupt.
They have a whole wing of politicians.
Look, right, they have their own wing, their own jail complex.
You just had a state rep indicted, thrown out, and got reelected, Mary.
Oh, yes, you did. But you know what I would say about this? about indictment. There's a big difference between indictment
and conviction.
Actually being convicted. Okay.
That's true.
And
that's true.
If nobody else believes in innocent until you're proven guilty, black folks believe it because they see too many times how many folks have gone to jail and they didn't do anything. So you got to prove it. The problem with the story, with the Jackson story, is that the open secret is that everybody knew he was negotiating. Most people knew he was negotiating a plea deal, even those who were supporting him for re-election.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, this is some big giant surprise. This may be a surprise to the general public, but certainly not to the politicians who are out there knocking on doors and trying to get people to vote for him, despite the fact that he hasn't been on the job since June. They knew it. So this is all politics as usual, except somebody's going to go to jail.
Can his seat possibly go to a Republican?
No. Oh, no. That won't happen.
Okay. It ain't going to happen.
No.
Mayor Mitchell, we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.